Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Experience the unconventional.
Evening, boss.
The unpredictable.
What's happening?
And the completely unorthodox.
Exactly.
With rule-free Ian Lee. The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
I've got no internet for the last 4 days.
On Talk Radio.
The Late Night Alternative, a radio show unlike any other, in as much as we start with Elvis Costello. Of course, Elvis Costello, as we know, has thousands of illegitimate children scattered across the country. And tonight we're getting the first call is from one of Elvis's illegitimate children. It's Alan Caddick. Good evening, Alan.
Hi, boss. Welcome back.
Do you see much of Daddy Costello these days, or has he pretty much written you out of history?
I never even had a Christmas present off him.
Oh, boo, boo, Daddy Costello. That's what we say. What's so funny about peace, love and understanding? What's so funny about buying Christmas presents for your kids?
Just get them a book token each.
Get them a book token, but not for your book, Elvis. It's quite a dry read. Alan Caddick, it's so great to have you as the first call of the show this evening.
Can I just say thank you to Harold for covering while you were away?
He gets paid.
You don't need to thank him.
He gets paid. It's his job. So, lots to talk about today.
First, what have we got tonight, boss?
Well, if you shut up, I'll tell you. First up, today is one of the most exciting days in Christendom. Doth thou knowest why, Master Cads?
I'd rather it be Monday. It's divorce day.
No, I don't buy this divorce day thing, by the way. Davina talks about her divorce in the paper today, and she says it was horrible. And here's the thing. Everyone's joking, but, oh, it's divorce day today. Yeah, it's divorce day. I've been through a divorce. It's one of the worst things you can possibly go through. It's awful. It's horrendous. I'll read a little bit of the interview that Davina does. I've got a lot of time for her. And she just says, it was awful. It was awful. And we think, well, because she's on the telly, because I'm on the telly, it's all just a bit of fun. You just go to a court, you get a quickie divorce. Shut up. Your microphone's down. I'm talking. I'm back in business. You can come back in a second, Alan. But here's 2020. Oh, by the way, this is the TLNA 2.0. We're getting a robot butler coming in, and we're adopting a ginger-haired child. So that's all happening in this season, OK? But also, I'm going to be allowed to continue my train of thought.
You see famous people in the papers getting divorced.
Yes, and everyone thinks, oh, there's quickie divorce. There's no such thing as a quickie divorce.
And also, I hear a lot of people who've never been divorced say, oh, it's too easy. They make it too easy.
It's not. Here's my thinking. Make divorce easier. You have to lie. You have to lie to get divorced. There's only three options you can have. It's infidelity. These are the wrong ones. One is infidelity. One is
unreasonable behaviour.
Unreasonable behaviour, so abuse. And I can't remember what the third one is if you've lived apart for 2 years, right? Well, OK, so we had to lie on our divorce. Everyone's lying on their divorce. Sometimes, here's the thing, sometimes you just fall out of love.
They're talking about changing it to a no-fault divorce.
It's awful. Because there was that poor woman, wasn't there? I think maybe last year or the year before, who was in a marriage that had been unhappy for decades, and she couldn't get divorced because her husband wouldn't let her. That's the world we're living in. And so this whole... Oh, it's divorce day today. Today's the day that most couples start their divorce. I don't think it's funny. I don't think it's funny. I think it's really, really horrible. It's stressful. It's upsetting. It's whatever. Of course there'll be a few people who'll be... They'll be having a laugh as they get... There will be a few. Of course there will. But I just think it's... And you get these divorce parties where... Hey, listen, if that works for you, that is absolutely cool. I'm not going to tell you how to feel or think or react to a divorce. I just know from my experience, it was one of the worst experiences I've been through, and it went on for years.
I wonder whether those divorce parties are more about relief...
Could be.
..and having come through something awful...
Could be.
..than, woohoo, good riddance to him. I think it's more about that.
So, Alan, that is incorrect. No, try again. Why is today such a great day?
Because this weekend we had the greatest show on television, The Masked Singer.
No, it's not because of that, although I'm ahead of the curve when it comes to The Masked Singer, and I'll tell you why. I was aware of The Masked Singer when it broke in the States earlier last year. Ken Jeong was, of course, on it then. Big, big, big show in the States. I had my eye on it. I knew it was coming here. I knew it was going to be a success. But no, I will tell you why today is such a great day, Alan.
OK.
Bin day.
Well, put the bins out.
Bin day. It was bin... Well, I don't know if it's bin day for you. And if I'm honest, I don't care. It was bin day for me. It should have been bin day on Friday. That got pushed to today because of the baby Jesus being born. It was bin day. The bin day before, the bin men didn't collect my bins for various reasons. So I had to put all of the rubbish into black sacks and take it to the recycling centre, what we used to call the dump, myself. Then last week, they didn't collect all of the cardboard that I'd left outside, despite it being stacked nicely. I didn't complain. I put it in my car. I took it to the recycling centre. So I had bad feelings about today's bin day. The bin was piled up. It was stuck. Oh, they took it. But here's the beauty, Alan.
Yeah?
Bin day, not proper bin day, not recycling bin day, proper bin day, happens once a fortnight for me on a Friday, right? But because it's happened on a Monday, the next one will not be in 2 weeks, not in 14 days' time, it'll be in 11 days' time.
Blimey.
So there's even less time between this bin day and the next bin day. Forget all the other shows talking about Iran and World War III. This...
Labour leadership election.
This is what makes Britain great. Bin day. Alan, I appreciate your call. Thank you very much indeed.
Thought-provoking as ever.
0344 499 1000. We've done two shows in 3 weeks. And I've got a very painful nose. I've been putting Vaseline up my nose. I think I have tonsillitis. I think. Because the day... Anyway, because pretty much since we stopped working here at Talk Radio... The right side of my throat has been a sore. I've been waking up with very, very waxy ears. And my nose, I pulled a hair out. It's created a polyp. My nasal cavities are so sore, it's like it's 1998 up there again. So I think I've got tonsillitis. But here's the thing. Here is my pledge to you, dear listener. Let me get some music. Hang on, let's get some...
We want something stirring.
Yes, we do. Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. This is my... I'm going to make a pledge to the listeners this evening. Here we go. Here we go. I pledge to you, dear listener, that I will not bang on at... I didn't want any singing. Don't want any singing. Don't want any singing. So let's try that again, because this is important. I want to get this right. Dear... Wait for the music. I'll jump forward a little bit.
Can you do a cappella?
Keep my clothes on. Here we go.
And now to honor America, especially the brave men and women serving our nation in the Persian Gulf and throughout the world.
Oh, this is prescient. This is prescient, isn't it?
Of our national anthem. The anthem will be followed by a flyover of F-16 jets.
This is prescient, but wait to hear who's going to sing it.
Training wing at MacDill Air Force Base, and will be performed by the Florida Orchestra under the direction of Maestro Yaha Ling, and sung by Grammy Award winner Whitney Houston.
Oh. Too soon. Too soon. So her daughter died on the same day that she died 3 years later. Yeah. Then who died this Christmas?
Her daughter's ex-boyfriend, but also kind of Whitney's kind of adopted son. She brought him up, didn't she?
The curse.
So sad.
The curse of the Houstons. The Houston dying. It is really, really sad. I was thinking about Whitney a lot because I've been listening to a dance music station.
All right. So you've been getting a lot of higher love.
I've been listening to a dance music station. I'm really enjoying it, but now I've worked out the rotation and I'm not enjoying it so much. What's that song I like?
Higher Love.
No, what's the song I like?
Oh, Dua Lipa.
If you don't want to see me dancing with somebody, if you don't think that maybe I could hurt your body. But yeah, a lot of Whitney Houston remix, dance remix of Higher Love.
Yeah.
And I've been thinking about Whitney a lot, and it's just the saddest thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's the saddest thing. That was crack cocaine, was that? That was her thing, wasn't it?
Yeah, even though she said crack is whack, famously.
Yeah, right.
Hey,
look, it's our favourite cleaner.
I think on the night in question, she drowned in the bath and they found cocaine and alcohol in her blood.
I thought she'd... Happy New Year. I thought the bath was so hot that she'd...
Went into shock, yeah.
Scalded herself to death, basically. Don't do drugs, kids. Listen to
just such
there.
A shame. What a talent. And you can hear loads of isolated Whitney Houston vocals on YouTube.
Can you?
Yeah, and it's incredible, proper spine tingling stuff. What a voice she
Houston.
Had.
Here we go. Let's Brian, stay there. We'll come to you. Here we go. Okay. Here we go. Well, let's find out. Let's find out if she did have a voice or not. Well, listen, now we really are putting her to the test. Here we go. Yep, you're right. She could sing like nobody else. 0344 499 1000. This is the Late Night Alternative, weeknights from 10 on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
Contact Talk Radio. Call 0344 499 1000. Text Talk and your message to 87222. Texts cost 25 pence plus your standard network rate. Or you can tweet us at Talk Radio.
This is Talk Radio.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee. On Talk Radio.
0344 499 1000. I've had a few people when I've been doing stuff online who've been genuinely worried about the World War III vibe.
Yes.
That's floating around at the moment. I don't know a lot about Iran. I don't know a lot. I know that they've done some very dodgy things. I don't think this is controversial to say, I also believe that there are millions of wonderful Iranian people who are good people at heart, right? Who are good people. I believe there are millions of good Iranian people. I don't think it's not like the Nazis in Germany, or it's not like, this evil country where everyone there is an evil person. They're good people that just want to get on with their lives, for the most part. As this country is,
also,
for the most part.
They're going with what they've been told and brought up to believe, as are we.
Yeah. So I don't understand what's going on. So Donald Trump killed like one of the most popular generals, who's like more than just a general. He's like really, really high up. Mm-hmm. Interesting timing as we're approaching the American general election and he's facing impeachment. Of course, everyone's been retweeting stuff from when Obama was president saying, you watch, Obama will start a war with Iran just to make him to win an election. Mm-hmm. And you kind of think, that's obviously what he's doing, right?
It was the other thing he said, that if you retaliate, I will bomb, 50-odd cultural sites? I've already got them mapped out, which sounds a lot like something that an evil dictator would do.
Yeah.
Or a terrorist would threaten.
And I think that would be a war crime as well, wouldn't it? I think. I've really thought, and now I don't know why he was bombing, why he hit that guy, if that guy was a target or if
Well, he's suggesting that the guy was planning to attack Americans.
I'm going to say something, right? And you really have to listen to what I'm going to say, because some people hear me say something different. And I've been thinking about this the last couple of days a lot, right? So I'm going to be very, very careful. I'm not in any way condoning what I'm about to say, right? But if, someone's going to hear the wrong thing, so I'm just going to go in and say it. I've given you a warning. If Donald Trump were now assassinated by anybody, but by somebody in particular who was identifying with Iran, in whatever way, whether they be Iranian or they just would, if he was assassinated, I don't want to say just. Do you see what I'm trying to get to?
I know. The Iranian establishment,
that would make
done.
Perfect sense. And I don't really think anybody could possibly be that shocked. Let me just say for the people listening who are hard of hearing, which is quite a few of our listeners sometimes, I'm not in any way suggesting that I would like to see Donald Trump assassinated. Of course not. All I'm saying is, if it happened, it couldn't be a surprise. And if it was someone linked with Iran, it could not be justified, but there could be a very strong argument for it happening.
Here's the question. How would it be different?
Yeah, there we go. Thank you. This is why I should say this stuff to you before the
show.
How
would it be different? Obviously, a lot of Iranian people. Did you see the scenes of people taking to the streets?
He said no one would be bothered about that guy's death. And then it's the biggest crowd I've ever seen.
Absolute outrage there. An absolute outrage.
Chuck Winkle's listening. Chuck says, you got the Iran thing so wrong. Chuck, please give us a call. I'd love to hear it.
There's a reason why our government is distancing itself from what happened there.
Is it? Who is our Prime Minister now? I've forgotten.
Boris Johnson.
I thought that was a dream.
But Dominic Raab said, let's say. hang on a second now.
Dominic Raab doesn't live here anymore. New phone, who dis?
Raab urges Iran to take diplomatic route amid tensions, although The Guardian is saying that Britain is on the same page as the US over Soleimani killing.
Oh, no.
Saying, iNews one day ago, US had right of self-defence.
Oh, God.
See, I thought he was a little bit... First of all, he came out and said, we need to defuse tensions over Iran, which to me was him being worried about this escalation.
Yeah. If anyone knows... Right, if anyone can explain, and this is a genuine question, right, because honestly, in the 3 weeks that we've not been here, I haven't read a single newspaper. I haven't listened to any news-based, hardly any news-based radio shows or radio phone-ins. And I certainly haven't watched any TV news, watched hardly any TV over Christmas. So I genuinely don't really know what's happening. I've got most of my news from Twitter Moments, which I realise is a really, really dumb thing to do. Okay, I get it. So if anyone can explain to me the Iran situation for dummies, me being dummy, if you can explain it for dummies, I would love to hear that, please. 0344 499 1000. Let's take a quick break. Then we've got Michael, we've got Alistair, and we might have Chuck Winkle on the line as well. 0344 499 1000. The late night alternative, weeknights from 10. We are back. Catherine Boyle and Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
The big bald eagle of broadcasting is on Talk Radio.
Get him off. I'm not interested in listening to someone who's not going to listen.
The legendary James Whale.
Only a nutcase would come up with an idea like that.
The radio presenter who isn't afraid to tell you what to think.
I am sick of this. I think our speed limit on our motorways is far too low. It needs to be 80 yeah. miles an hour at least.
Cometh the hour. Cometh the Whale.
You can come on the air, you can have your say, because this is a free country at the moment.
The James Whale Show. Tomorrow night from 7 on Talk Radio.
The radio show for people who know the best part of the day is the night.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
0344 499 1000 is the telephone number. Let's go to Michael. Good evening, Michael.
Hello, Ian.
Hello. What can we do for you, Michael?
Well, it's a very, very good greeting from a very cold Dublin here. No, I'd like to do with the passing of Derek O'Cora. I'd like
give to you do a decent Irish accent.
What are you talking about?
I'm just suggesting that maybe you could have worked on the accent a little bit better, or phoned in using one that you could actually do.
Well, where do you think I'm from?
But I've got no idea. You sounds like you're from Pakistan.
Well, that must be a very nice thing to say, is it?
Why not? I've been to Pakistan. It's a lovely country.
Well, I couldn't get a visa anyway. It was a bit difficult.
Okay.
Anyway.
Whereabouts are you? Go on, doing your real voice. Go on, I dare you.
What?
I dare you.
Are you suggesting that I'm not?
Yeah, I'm suggesting that you're not. Go on, do it in your real voice. I dare you.
What are you... Look, this is just going down the joke now. I've rang in to give you some predictions.
I'm ringing.
Oh, it's Steptoe.
Go on, give us your real voice. Go on.
This is my real voice.
Okay, buddy. What part of Dublin are you from?
Rathfarnham. Have you been there?
Yeah, I've been there. Been there loads of times, yeah.
What part have you been to?
Loads of parts. We won't take that call, Amy. Thank you very much indeed. Michael, listen, doing your real voice, otherwise I'm going to cut you off. You there?
I'm still here, yes.
Do it in your real voice, otherwise I'm going to cut you off and speak to someone who will be using their real voice.
All right, I think you better cut me off then.
Thank you very much indeed. Are we going to world? We're not going to. First of all, the World Wars One and Two were not called World Wars One.
Didn't realise until after the fact.
Here we go. When were they called World War One and Two?
Well, it was the Great War, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So I'm guessing World War One wasn't called World War One until World War Two.
Well, exactly. It couldn't have. I've got that. It couldn't have been World War One until after World War Two.
Because otherwise, you'd be preempting, wouldn't you? It's like a franchise.
Yeah. Sequels these days. but so when. What year? There must have been a year when historians went, this is actually a really good question. There must have been a point when historians went, okay, well, that we're going to refer to the Great War now as World War One,
mm-hmm.
and we're going to refer to the 1939-45 war as World War Two. When, this is a genuine question, right? When... Don't Google it.
I'm Googling something else.
Oh, jeez, come on. I'm not laughing at. I'm just laughing at something funny my kids said over Christmas. Come on. I would say...
I was going to say that First World War, the Great War...
Yeah.
The actual name for it at the time was the War to End All Wars.
Was that the name for it? Was that its like nickname around town?
It was the Great War, brackets, the War to End All Wars.
0344 499 1000. Genuine question, right? When... Well, World Wars One and Two, such named. I'm just going to say 1952. And I don't know why, but quite often when I do things like that, I am right.
I bet World War Two was named pretty much straight away once a certain number of countries got involved.
No.
Yeah.
It wouldn't have been named that until after it was done. Wouldn't have been named that until after it was finished. I'm pretty sure. And if the war with Iran... happens, right? If there's a war, I mean, James Whale was talking some right guff earlier on. He said, well, no one will go to war with America because it'll be over in 5 minutes. Does James not remember Vietnam?
Also,
or any of the or Afghanistan?
I don't know if you've noticed, but Iran don't really rate America. Have you heard what they said about who we're going to fight? SpongeBob. He's got no other heroes, no real life heroes.
James, honestly, it'll be over in 5 minutes. Name one war that's been over in 5 minutes that America have been involved with and hasn't. But if we, and this again, I'm choosing my words so carefully because people hear what they want to hear. I'm not in any way demeaning the men and women who serve in our armed forces, right? But our army is tiny compared to what it was 10 years ago, certainly compared to what it was 20 years ago. Yeah. It has been shrunk and shrunk and shrunk. And if you know, if Boris Johnson, for example, said, well, we will send troops, we have amazing troops. I'm not for a second knocking them. But we ain't got that many, have we?
They are. Right, here's what I've got. Friends are in the forces,
of course,
and they have often talked about, you know, when, for example, one was on a warship and they came perilous. I don't know whether this is kind of an urban myth amongst the military folk, but they came parallel with another ship, and it was the Americans saying, you know, bow down before the biggest navy on earth.
Yeah,
and the English fired back with bow down before the best trained navy on earth, because we kind of rate ourselves as being more professional.
We have specialists who have skills that no other military has.
And ours is a purely professional army, mostly, actually, because you've got the specials that go in.
But it's tiny. And is that thing, is this is true, isn't it? We've got two aircraft carriers, but no aircraft to go on them. Is that... That's,
what? That doesn't sound right.
No, I know, but I think that's a thing. You can Google that. We bought two aircraft carriers, maybe it was one, and that's all we've got now, and have no aircraft that can operate from it. I'm pretty sure that's true. And you kind of think, do we really...
It's a myth.
Oh, is it?
Lima Charlie says...
Who's Lima Charlie, first of all,
do
please?
Britain's aircraft carriers really have no jets?
Who's Lima Charlie? Who is this? Who is this? Because that could be fake news. It's the thing, we just don't know what's real anymore.
This is from forces.net, right?
Okay, so they're biased.
Well, but they also know.
Well, but they're biased.
Is the concept of aircraft carriers without planes a myth? And if so, what is the reality of the aircraft carrier programme? At some point...
What year was this, please?
This is 2019.
Okay, so it's old news.
At some point in 2019, the Royal Navy will have, for the first time in nearly 50 years, two fleet aircraft carriers at sea.
Yes.
With HMS Queen Elizabeth now firmly in commission and successfully continuing her operational work-up programme ahead of the vessel's first full deployment in 2021.
HMS Prince Philip has been retired.
Prince of Wales will also soon be put to sea in order to conduct initial sea trials. After 20 years of planning and UK industry delivering the two largest warships ever built for the Royal Navy...
Have we got any planes?
Attention will turn to the next stage of the process, namely turning them into fully operational vessels complete with embarked aircraft.
Right.
The purpose of this article is try to explain what's going on with the aircraft carrier programme.
Right, can we get to the interesting bits?
Why the ships
don't
went to sea... Why the ships went to sea initially without jets, embarked on them, and why the next key milestones are.
Why don't you proofread? Please don't read the whole thing. It's incredibly dull.
I know, but what I'm saying is, they're saying it's the carrier without planes myth exists because of two main reasons: the public perception of delays in the programme that reportedly slowed down delivery of the jets. Secondly,
so they haven't got the jets.
Well, the plan carries back 20 years.
Right, so they haven't got the jets. So we've got two aircraft carriers that at the moment they've put in an order and Amazon said they can deliver it on the same day. But then you get an email at 10 o'clock saying, well, we tried to deliver, but you weren't in. Pick another date. And then Yodel say, well, no, we chucked them over the fence. Look in the back of the barracks. There'll be two Harrier jump jets. I know they don't use Harrier jump jets anymore, but that's where I'm at. Someone will call in and someone will know. Alistair!
Hello, good evening.
Good
Welcome
evening, Alistair.
Back, both of
thank
you.
You. Thank you, thank you. We've only done two shows in 3 weeks. My God, I've been champing at the bit to be sat in this chair.
Yeah, I missed you, man.
Well, I missed all of you guys, but we are not friends with anybody.
I know.
I really feel I've got to say that. Online, I've been getting, unlike some of my streams, I've been getting some people that have been getting a little bit too close and a little bit too chatty and a little bit, not too chatty because I like the chatting, but a little bit too needy and a little bit too, notice me, notice me, he noticed me, right? We're not I love talking to you guys, and actually I do have a couple of friends who started off as contributors to the show. I do have a couple of people who I genuinely consider friends. And I love talking to you, Alistair, but...
Right.
We ain't... None, yeah, well, it's a job, man. It's a friend.
Anyway. You're not mine, anyway. So...
Oh, now that hurts.
Yes. Right, you don't have the right. I'll deal with these things quickly.
Yes,
you've asked quite a lot of questions in that section.
Thank you.
First of all, the aircraft carriers were ordered at the same time as the aircraft.
Yep.
But the aircraft are coming from America, and they soon discovered that they didn't realise that those aircraft had to be adapted to fit on the British aircraft.
So forces.net talking out there.
Well, I mean, it was quite a lengthy article. I could have got to the bottom of it if I'd have been given a couple more days.
I missed your razor sharp wit.
Yeah, it's covered up the fact that the British Defence Procurement people in Whitehall messed up.
Right, so there, we, at this
we didn't
precise,
measure properly.
At this precise
that.
Moment, we... you said the sofa would fit!
They got the plane to the door and it wouldn't fit through.
So that's you're right. Saying we have aircraft carrier two, but yeah. We're at this precise moment, we have planes as much as we have paid for them, but we don't physically have them.
Correct.
What a world. So there we go, forces.net.
I wouldn't mess with those guys.
Oh, I wouldn't mess with them.
You know, the first aircraft carrier that has already gone to sea, that started to taking water in its very first outing.
Look out, Iran! We're going to come and kick your asses with our sinky plane boat that hasn't got any planes.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, well.
And a potted history of the Iran thing is basically Obama got to the point where he negotiated with Iran that they would.
I get that. I get there's a deal. I get there was a deal about nuclear weapons, and then, like, a year or 2 years ago, Trump pulled out of it. But I get that. I don't get how we got to where we are now with, like, 5 million people in Iran, you know, the Iranian streets, and Twitter terrifying people about World War III.
Two words. Donald Trump.
Okie dokie, Alistair. Wow, that, dear listener, is modern politics. How are you doing, man? You good?
Well, I've just passed 8 months.
Oh, so good. Keep coming back.
It was great to hear you talking about you're going to be doing a commitment.
I'm going to find one. I'm going to hit some new meetings this week, and I'm going to find a commitment.
Does someone have to leave or like fall off the wagon for you to get their spot?
You can if you offer them a drink and they accept it, you can grass them. No, you're supposed to give it up after a year. You're supposed to have the commitment for a year.
Give someone else a time.
And so give someone else a go.
That made me treasurer of one group.
Look
so
at that.
I've got all the cash.
Look at that. That's responsibility, huh?
But, I mean, I didn't tell them about, you know, what I've done.
Well, I think you're meant to tell them about what you... I think you're meant to, in the spirit of honesty. But you're completely trustworthy. You know that.
Yeah. So I'm actually enjoying that. It means I've got to go down the post office and change the coinage into notes from time to time.
Beautiful.
And I've sent the donation to the intergroup.
There you go. There you go.
So, yeah, I'm feeling great. I'm not sleeping great at the moment, as I think Catherine might know, because
she's living with you now. She's left her husband and she's living with Alistair. As I said, it was a risky move, but you just wanted to go
for
it.
But we are not friends.
No. We're not
just lovers. Daytime friends and nighttime lovers.
I've got some advice if you want to hear it very quickly.
Yeah, go on.
Delta Waves sleep. Basically, if you've got a streaming service, you can play Delta Waves.
Delta Waves?
And you put...
Aren't they like a prog rock group? Like, yes.
No. It's like sort of funny sounds, and it does actually help your brain relax and go to sleep.
Okay, it sounds like bullshine to me, Alistair, but thank you. I tell you what works for me, spraying on my pillow before I go to sleep, a lavender spray on my pillow. But you bought me, thank you, because it's very expensive and I'm running out.
Oh, do you think it really works or is it...
Just smells nice. It smells nicer than my bed. My bed stinks.
Oh, God.
My bed absolutely stinks. Right, let me just do a little bit of...
Tidying up.
A little bit of housework. Jonathan... I can see you're ringing in. I really don't want to talk to you. You will not be allowed on this show again after your abhorrent and violent fantasies that you shared on the show a few months ago. So Jonathan, Noah, I can see you calling in. I'm really not interested to talk to you. So I would suggest you put the phone down. Thank you very much indeed. Amy, is Ken coming on or is he not bothered now? Or did he just want to talk to you?
No, I'm sure he wants to talk to you.
We'll talk to him after the news. I wonder if Ken knows I'm bisexual now. And we'll tolerate him for a short time, but I'm not going to let him preach his hate. Dear listener, 1 hour down. I'm shattered. 03-44-499-1000 is the telephone number. If you want to give us a call, you'd be very, very welcome. I think we've established what's happening with Iran. We haven't solved it yet. I'm up for solutions.
You've got two more hours.
Two more hours. I'm totally up for that. I'm talking about bin day. Loads of stuff. We've not even scratched the surface of what we've got. If you want to give us a call, now's a great time. 03-44-499-1000. You'll speak to Amy. She will take your name and number and we'll give you a call straight back. This is the Late Night Alternative with Ian and Kath. Weeknights from 10 on Talk Radio.
We are Talk Radio.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.